independent in thought, and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I have personally reviewed the intelligence, and there is no doubt the Syrian regime is responsible for the decision to attack and for the attack itself.
That right there, Mad Dog Mattis, talking about the Syrian regime. Needs to be a regime change, I think it's safe to say. I don't care who is in charge anymore. This guy needs to go. And whatever puppet you're going to put in there, Putin, let's just get it done and dusted. All right? This guy is not going to be allowed to live anywhere. He's not going to be given any kind of asylum unless he's going to go to some weird nation in Africa that changes its name every 6 months because there's always a civil war, live in a palace surrounded by gold and lions. But I hope that we just, you know, let's just finish him off. All right. He has an accident. That's it. Period. Russia knew. They knew. They played a game. They tried to cover it up. They knew. How you doing, everybody? Happy Taco Tuesday. This is the Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Was the message sent? Was it not sent, Mr. Mad Dog?
The Syrian regime should think long and hard before it again acts so recklessly in violation of international law against the use of chemical weapons.
Will they think hard? I don't know. Look, as a president, you have to walk into some pretty heady stuff, right? You know? Bush got handed a surplus, and he got handed some pretty nice times, but I can't blame him for 9/11. What he did after that? Right thing going into Afghanistan, wrong thing, in my opinion, going into Iraq. I look at Obama. He got handed a war that he didn't want and a horrific recession. He decided to get, you know, out of Dodge when it came to the war. He didn't make anything better. In fact, made many things throughout the Middle East and elsewhere worse by trying to pretend that somehow we're all just equal and that we're Superman, but we're not going to use our powers because we're Superman, and people just wouldn't like that. And we apologize for being Superman. Trump has walked in to an absolute disaster throughout the Middle East and in places like North Korea. And this is his first test. And there always is going to be a test. If Hillary Clinton was president, the test would be coming. Somebody's going to turn it up. Somebody's going to ratchet it up. They want to see who is willing to do what. You're the new president. Last president said, I drew a red line and did nothing. New president, what are you going to do? Well, this is how we're going to handle it. Lo and behold, it's handled. Boom. And we're not there to nation build. Let's point that out to you. We're not there to nation build at all. I describe it as we are a boxing referee. There's a fight going on. There's a low blow. Referee steps in. Takes away point from that boxer. The next time, you're going to be disqualified. There you go. We're not here to box. We're refereeing. We're doing what the UN does. Think about this for a second. For all of the crap that America gets, and we get a lot of crap. We have been clumsy at times. We're like that big puppy that's massive but still thinks it's a little puppy and it runs its head into the things. And at times, that's kind of what we are. But the world turns to us. You know why the world turns to us? Because they know they can't turn to the UN. Because turning to the UN is a giant waste of time. Turning to the UN is a huge waste of effort, knowing full well nothing will get done. The UN is a place where a bunch of old stodgy men and some women go there to try to control things in their best interest and to make themselves a gank of cash. That's what it's about. They're not there to protect anybody. They're not there to do anything other than to just stand there and watch crap happen. Have you seen those commercials where it's the credit monitoring. Oh, no, no, no. You know, like where the guy comes in and he's going to rob a bank and they're robbing the bank and they're standing next to the security guard. And the security guard goes, oh, they're robbing the bank. I'm not here to do anything. I'm just here to tell everybody they're robbing. That is what the UN is. They're not there to actually do anything. They're there to observe stuff being done so they can write a detailed report and a sternly worded letter to send to whatever dictator does some asinine thing by killing a bunch of people. That's what they're there for. Again, Girl Scout convention, cookie fight breaks out. They couldn't stop it. They're useless. Period. Case closed. Another fun day at the White House briefing room. Sean Spicy Spicer took to the podium on this Passover day and uttered words that will follow him all the way through his lifetime.
Someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. When you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing.
Do you think halfway through he knew he was screwing up? Producer Phil, pull up the greatest Al Sharpton thing, because he started to explain something, and you could hear him start to go Al Sharpton there with trying to walk it back and spin the corner and do the twisty, you know, little twist. I'm going over here. I'm going over there. Stuff's coming out of my mouth. He'll tell you this, right? It's Passover. You picking that up? Hitler. Did he use gas in war? Not fighting the enemy. But were there 6.5 million people that may dispute his use of gas? A particular gas called Zyklon B? Where people went to a place called the gas chambers? Let's hear this one more time for my man, Spicy Spicerson.
Someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. When you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing.
But resist.
You got spicy.
We must, and we will much about that be committed.
Spicy's like, well, Hitler used gas. And then if he didn't, but like when the gas, what he, it wasn't against his own people, but then it was, and then I was like, and there we go. Yes, Hitler used gas. Hitler was a horrible individual. And when you invoke Hitler's name, and you can do it in certain situations when you're talking about another dictator and genocide, that is okay. But understand what you're talking about. And on Passover, to say that he didn't use gas against his own people, I think would be a lie, because many of the Jews that died that day over those several years happened to be German. No, did he gas people that were left in Berlin towards the end? No, he did not. But you know what he did do? He said, let everybody die. They let me down. They failed me. Let everybody die. If he'd have had gas, he might have done it. But no, he did gas people. And it's unfortunate. It is going to live with him forever and a day. That stuff doesn't go away. I think we all know this. We do. We absolutely know this. And on this beautiful Tostada Tuesday, that's how we roll here. We went Tostada. On this beautiful, gorgeous Tostada Tuesday, Phil and I, we are united for United. Phil, that's our new campaign, United for United. I like it. Feels good. I am not a United hater. I know yesterday they, you know, all that video came out and, you know, that guy was going apoplectic and this is some of the stuff that was happening.
Oh my God. What are you doing? No, this is wrong. Oh my God. Look at what you did to him. Oh my God.
Phil and I have been talking about this. Phil has done a massive amount of research and developed himself a theory based on the research that 40,000 people were removed from flights voluntarily by saying, hey, okay, you're overbooked, I'll take something. And everybody's like, it's a huge problem with the airlines, except for out of 40,000 people, Phil, in United flying last year, there was 143 million people that flew. What does that break down to, even if you just only go domestic?
0.1%.
0.1% is not an epidemic. Just want to point you out. I am going to say this. I don't think United did anything wrong. This guy had some issues. And when a cop comes to you and says, get your ass up, you get your ass up. I don't want to bring up his past and all the theft that's happened. The only thing I'll say is he's a doctor that lost his license, was managed to get his license back, and then he was again suspended, and they put more restrictions on him. Now he can only practice one day a week. But I will tell you this, in his evaluation, he has issues telling the difference between right and wrong. Putting it out there. Putting it out there. That's all I'm saying. I don't think they did anything wrong. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call the program. Am I right? Am I wrong? Looking at all of this, can you see where maybe all of this blame that is coming to United is a bunch of bunk? 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. What's next? Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What is next for borrowing, lending in this country? When you look at all of the confidence we're supposed to have consumer-wise in this country, and you start thinking to yourself, well, if all is well, why are we not borrowing more money? Two reasons. One, while people are confident, people are looking back at what happened when everything imploded in 2007 and 2008, and they're a little worried about debt. Secondly, a lot of people lived off debt for more than a few years to get by while the job and world that we lived in stabilized itself financially for them so they could move forward. So they're still trying to catch up. Debt is important because when you have debt, and there's good debt and bad debt, when you go buy a house, that is considered good debt. You're buying a home. It's part of forever. You're doing something that you're sitting back and thinking, okay, I'm going to grow this. I'm going to build my life around this home. I've taken out good debt. And oh, by the way, I'm going to have to furnish this. So I'm going to have to go get more stuff for my house. Bad debt is lots of credit cards. Bad debts are high interest loans on cars. That's bad debt. Home, considered good debt. Housing market right now, there's a crunch for a lot of people. The millennials can't afford a home because they're coming into a soft job market. And they're coming out with already a house payment when it comes to purchasing power hanging over them as far as debt goes. They're upside down $60,000, $100,000, $120,000, $200,000. It's a tough time right there. You got bad debt, good debt, and purchasing power for the millennial, the largest of all groups right now, is not great. It's not that people don't want to borrow money. It's just that the banks are a little bit smarter than they were, supposedly. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I think that's eventually going to go away. But remember when remember when everything fell apart in 2007, 2008, and the likes of you know, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren came out and said, we got then they tightened the regulations. Well, some of those regulations are still tight. Now, they're starting to loosen a few of those regulations, but it's not going to happen overnight. And people still want to see what happens here. I think over the next 6 months, as they start to fix the world of regulations and taxes, as they start to get themselves to the point where they're looking to actually repeal and then replace, and the marketplace itself starts to open up as far as the economy goes, you'll see money start to flow freer. People will feel more confident about taking that out. But I don't know if you'll see the obscene ways in the past where somebody buys a house with no money down and they get 120% of what the house value is. I think those days are hopefully are long gone. That's what's next for debt. Sean Spicy Spicer, doing the Spicy Spicer thing earlier today, uttered this.
Someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. When you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing.
Who had Assad? I have no idea. Of course, Passover, bad thing to say. Hitler did use gas, not in the way that Assad is, by just going out and gassing people in the streets. Now, he did it a little bit different. He knew he had an oy vey on this Passover day, and he's oy apologized.
I'm absolutely sorry, especially during a week like this, to make a comparison that is inappropriate and inexcusable. Obviously, I was really trying to make sure that we talked about the Assad's actions against his own people using chemical weapons. To draw any kind of comparison to the Holocaust was inappropriate and insensitive, and obviously, especially during a week like this, regret that.
There you go. All right, we move on. Spicy Spicerson, remember, you talk for a living, you're going to make mistakes. You talk for a living, you're going to put your foot in your mouth. You talk for a living, you're going to blow things up. It is something that happens. It does. It was a bad comparison. Everybody that talks for a living will make comparisons that are stupid. It's just going to happen. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I love Gordon Ramsay and the way he treats his kids. And the Dutch, do they do it better when parenting is concerned? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
A lot of people are texting in. And you know what? Most people seem to be kind of on the side of us, Producer Phil, when it comes to the way that United handled business. And remember, as I explained to everybody, United Airlines, Delta, American Airlines, Southwest, Virgin, JetBlue, they do not have their own police force. Okay? People, come on and remove him. That was just a United suggestion to the police that this guy won't leave. We have given him instructions. He's decided not to do it. Chicago Airport Police Force. Chicago. Airport cop comes on. Texter writes in, referring to United, as usual, CB media focused on the actions of the police and the airline instead of the victim. Not complying with a lawful order from a law enforcement officer. I was watching CNN last night, and they looped that video over and over again about 30 times in 8 minutes, blaming the police and United. More people were pissed off about this. More people were upset about this. More people were angry about this than what took place in San Bernardino yesterday. You got a guy dragged off an airplane after not listening to a cop. After being told he has to get off, yesterday you had a murder-suicide with a young special needs kid getting killed. People are pissed off about this, right? Angry about this. Gotta be pissed off about this. Gotta be angry! Upset! Because I've been on an airplane! Stuff like this has happened to me on an airplane. No, really has. Take a deep breath. It's not happening. I'm pointing it out. Parenting in America has changed over the last decade or two, right? We are, and here's the perfect example. Look at United, look at the airlines, look what's happened because of viral videos of a guy getting dragged off, and all of a sudden, boom, the world is coming to an end. So people panic, and this is absolutely an epidemic, right? Has to be an epidemic. It does. It's in our face. Parenting has changed, right? 20, 30, 40 years ago, kids got molested. Kids were kidnapped. But now you think it happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That the minute your child steps outside of their house, that in some way, shape, or form, it is potentially the last day you will ever see them because somebody around the corner in a van with a puppy and a bag of candy is going to lure them away. And that's not true. There are better ways, I think, to parent. We have gone completely insane here. And if you grew up in the 70s and 80s, you understand what I'm talking about, because chances are at least once in your life, whether it be, you know, second or third grade, for a little while, mom and dad had to go back to work and work two different jobs. And so maybe, just maybe, you were a latchkey kid. What's that? Where you actually had the key safety pin to you. And you had to go to home by yourself. The number one nation, according to UNICEF, as far as children's well-being are the Dutch. I find this to be very interesting, but what they talk about here is so very true. All right? First and foremost, low-key family time is always the way to go. One of the things they talk about. They said, scrap the idea of quality time, as American-British parents know it. It's too stressful, puts too much pressure on planning and finances. Instead, Dutch parents enjoy spending lots of relaxed time together for meals, children at play nearby while the parents are attending to their business or their own interests and projects. Boom. Love that. Low key. Don't force it. We tend to do that, right? We're going on vacation. Everybody's going to be happy. And away we go. The movie Vacation, you know why it was such an American classic? Because all of us, it resonated with us. All of us took a trip across country at some point in time that was a disaster. Right? 2 weeks in the car with family, and it seems exciting until you get down the street and you realize you still have 35 hours to go in the car. All of us have. And you want to squish all that time in there, but you can make other memories. Two, building children's independence is paramount. And I love this. They say part of why Dutch parents are able to have low-key family time is because they allow their children a high degree of independence, which we don't do anymore, because we love to mount up in our helicopters and literally hover around them at all times. Right? I'm going to start. You know what's a great babysitter? We should now get everybody drones, and they can drone around their kids just in case. Right? They say allowing them to climb trees unsupervised, bike alone, even at a young age. It isn't that the Dutch, they say, aren't aware that there are risks out there. They just keep the risk in perspective. Boom. We don't do that. We blow everything out in of proportion. And we've done that forever. We have done that forever. You know, I remember the first kid on the milk carton, right? Remember that? Well, that was like a big thing. It's a milk carton. There's a kid on the back of a milk carton. I remember the Atlanta child murder. That was like, whoa. But you know what? In the end, your kid is still safe. Letting them climb trees, letting them be little boys and girls, letting them have independence, letting them walk away from you. Letting them do that. You know, it's funny. We look at Donald Trump and everybody said the same thing. You know, everybody, to a man and woman, right or left, have all said his kids are amazing. What did he used to do? Bring his kids to work. Even in big meetings, his kids would be underneath the table playing, building things, over in the corner drawing. Let them have some independence and at the same time spend some time with them that isn't forced kind of time. That's key and paramount. And number three, they said children will thrive in low pressure environments at school. Absolutely. Dutch kids are not taught to read until about age seven, don't get regular homework until their teenage years early on, yet they score the top of the educational achievement and participation in the same UNICEF study. And they say low stress makes sense when starting school. Huge number of studies show that children's motivation to do things, to be engaged, to learn about their world goes even higher and become even more motivated when they make the choices to do certain things. You know, one of the great soccer teams in the world, and that every coach in the world who's ever coached soccer looked at, there's a team called Ajax. They're the biggest team in Holland. This Dutch team is world renowned for producing the greatest players in Europe all the time. You start as a child there at six or seven. They bring you on. And you learn how to play every single position. They call it total football. And they don't care about the scores. They don't keep score. All they do along the way is have fun and teach the kids how to play the game. It isn't until their teenage years that they start to really care about stuff. But by then, they have learned along the way. It's true. There's something to that. And it's funny because, you know, there are people out there that even the British and Americans, where you look at somebody like Donald Trump and the way he raised his kids. Or Gordon Ramsay. I thought this was great. He says he doesn't let his kids fly first class. He says, we come on an airplane. My wife and I go to the left and the kids go to the right. And I tell those kids, I tell the stewardesses and everybody else, don't let them anywhere near us. Period. Case closed. They've done nothing to earn the right to be up here with us. I've busted my ass. That's why I get to sit this close to the pilot. And they're not getting a penny when he goes. It's worth about $100 million. They need to know what hard work is. I think that's great. I do. I love, you know, when I'm with Jack, I try to teach Jack things. Like why we get to do some of the things we do is because Daddy works hard. Daddy wakes up really early. He goes to bed really late and he busts his butt. And even during vacation time, he'll spend time out here in the summer with me. And you know what he gets to see? Daddy doesn't stop working. We still have our time. We still play. We still have fun. But Daddy doesn't stop working. And he appreciates that. Things that I can pass on. So one thing about my mom, the thing that she passed on to me that was so amazing, God rest her soul, even though she's still alive, is the fact that she gave me the best work ethic. She taught me the greatest thing of all, which was work ethic. Nobody's going to hand you anything. You have to work for everything in your life, and you bust your ass. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I screwed up. Yeah. My aunt, like my mom worked her entire life, and she busted her butt, and she gave me that great work ethic. But my aunt was really close to me, and she raised me. And I flubbed last week. I didn't use the Pro Gifter service from Pro Flowers. And I should have, because it was her birthday, and I screwed up. This is why they've created this. My aunt texted me the other night. She says, you know what? I said, oh, my God, Rara. I call her Rara. I said, I am so sorry. I love you. Happy birthday. I got to make it up to her. If I had Pro Gifter, this wouldn't have been, anything for me to worry about. Pro Flowers has created this amazing service that allows you to schedule three bouquet deliveries, same or different addresses, up to a year in advance. Think about that. I wouldn't have Auntie Ra-Ra mad at me right now. All right? So if you have to think, well, I always forget an anniversary or birthday, let Pro Gifter from Pro Flowers take care of that for you. You get three bouquets with vases and free shipping for $99, and you'll look amazing throughout the year, and you won't look like a schmo like I did to my Auntie Rara. I'm sorry, Auntie Rara. Pro Flowers buys directly from the best growers, so you know you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guaranteed. All flowers pass the 7-point quality check before being shipped. So you know they're going to look amazing. Don't be me when it comes to going, don't. Check out the Pro Gifter service from Pro Flowers. And I know right now you're thinking of vacation you should send flowers for. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers. Set the delivery dates. Boom, you're done. That's proflowers.com. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Yet again, another reason I don't eat vegetables. Say what? Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? I said yesterday after those people apparently had a little bit too much bat in their salad and now have to get tested for rabies. Was it hydrophobia? Is that what they call rabies? No, I think that's what it is. I think it's hydrophobia. Well, now I have once again figured out why I don't eat vegetables. Chevy Chase, Maryland, a couple from Maryland, got a scary surprise when they opened their bag of spinach. What was inside of it? And by the way, they bought it at a Giant food store in Chevy Chase. Giant has issued a statement saying customer satisfaction is its highest priority, and we're working to ensure that this is an isolated incident. What incident was it? It was a live scorpion. A live scorpion. Now, I'm going to say these people's names, and you're going to say, Chad, you probably screwed that up. I'm not great with names. I readily admit that. Sri Sindhushta Bodabadi told news outlets that she was making lunch on Monday when she noticed something crawling inside the bag. That is where I would stop. Her husband, get ready for this one, kids. Can you spell this? Shamukha Pranye Rajiv Jiraputula. That's his name. Thought it was just a cricket or something. Because, you know, that's normal too, right? Like, you should always have cricket and spinach. When lo and behold, they realized, no, it is not. It is indeed spinach. They caught the little sucker. They asked the store officials they should stop selling the spinach. They said they refused. In a statement, Giant Food of Landover described what happened as an isolated incident. The company says it's taking steps to ensure it doesn't happen again. And there's a better way for you to do that. Stop eating vegetables. That's the best way to do that. Hydrophobia. That's the fear of water, fear of rabies. Hydrophobophobia is the fear of rabies. Okay. What is rabies? What is the professional term of rabies? Bad. Don't get rabies. Whatever you do, like there's some things you could catch. Rabies isn't one of them. An Italian man has got what he's wanted. A divorce from his wife. Why? Well, because she's possessed by the devil. Oh, he was granted divorce. The woman had exhibited inexplicable behavior since 2007, including fits, stiffening, and other unusual phenomenon. A court in Milan heard the testimony. Her husband attributed the episodes to demonic possession. Demonic possession. All women are possessed. A little bit. Chad. The Milan court tribunal acknowledged that the woman was clearly agitated, but said she did not act knowingly. They said the judge ruled that the incidents could be attributed to an illness since the woman was judged healthy following, visits to the doctors and psychiatrists. Several exorcists had also attempted to cure her over the years, but to no avail. So it's the first time since 1970 that there was this kind of difficult divorce situation. So congratulations, though, sir. How do you put that? What happened to your last wife? Well, she was nuts. Was she really nuts? Okay, she wasn't nuts. She was possessed by the devil. This doesn't say if it's the devil or if it's just the demonic possession. like a demon. Either way, he is free from all of that, and that is good news. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. We've got a Twitter poll up about United, which, again, not the friendliest guys, and in fairness to them, they were not in the air. All right, in fairness to United. Is United taking too much of the blame for the passenger removal and how it was handled? 26% say yes, 74% says no. No. I say they're taking way too much of the blame because they don't have their own police force. That's just me. Maybe I'm a fool. But I'm just saying, I think they take too much of the blame considering they weren't the people that forcibly removed him. That would have been the popo. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. You can take the polls at Chad Benson Show. Like us in the old Facebook, Chad Benson Show. This here be the Tostada Tuesday edition of the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.